بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو كان موسى حيا ما وسعه إلا اتباعي، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear brothers, today being سيد الأيام, the leader, the chief, the master of all the days of the week, the day of Jumu'ah. The day of Jumu'ah is reserved for the amal of the people of Madinatul Munawwara. The amal, the special amal of the people of Madinatul Munawwara, the city of lights, the city of nur, the city of rahmatul alameen, the city of Imamul Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we regard as the capital of the world. That is the capital of our world and the capital of the world. We have the capital of vice, the capital of gambling, the capital of sin. Napak places, impure places. The most pure, the most park, the city of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where every day the Ahan should visit Madinatul Munawwara. This is part of our iman. That a person at least once in a day he thinks, Ya Allah, what it will be to walk in the gullies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walk past the green dome, to stand and make salat and salam, to sit in the company of Hayatul Nabi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is alive. To sit in his company, in his sohbat. And to have the desire within the heart. To have the desire within the heart to understand what is the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam in my life. My wife has a position in my life. My children have a position in my life. My parents have their place. My job has its place. And we wake up with this fikr every day, with this concern every day. Today I have this taqaza, this demand, this need. The wife has some work, the children have some work. And it's all about people's position and status within my life. But the central point of my life is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then is the maqam and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And is nothing more than that. That is the qissa, that is the story. The long and tall, the long and short, the beginning and the end is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is his position in my life? That will count on the day of qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says on the day of qiyamah, no matter how much I love my wife, and my wife adores me, she loves me. Children also, they just love me, they want to be with me. Papa, daddy, father, what haven't you done for us? And the mother will say, make dua, imagine if father leaves tomorrow, what will happen? What will happen in the house? The nur of the house will be gone. But on the day of Qiyamah, no matter how much muhabbat and love we'll have in this world, whether husband and wife live together their entire life and pass away together also, passed away together also, but the reality is the each will go into their own separate qabr. They will not go together. Each one will answer for his own deeds. And on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Allah says, no matter how much muhabbat and love you have in this worldly life for the wife, for the children, for parents, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day a man will run away from his own brother, وَأُمِّهِ, from his mother, from his father, from his spouse, from his children. He won't want to look at them. He won't want to look at them. Now his janazah is leaving the house. The ruh leaves the body. The first person to phone the funeral services, who's the first one? The wife. No matter how much love there is, but she won't keep you for one night also. Please take him quickly. Can't keep him in the house. Just the ruh came out. Everybody is intact. How much muhabbat, how much of love. But they say, please take him away quickly. Janazah must happen quickly. Children will cry also. Father is going. What will happen to us? But Qiyamah's day, we won't want to see the face of the father also. Wife ran away from the husband. But on that day, Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the only one and the only one that in this dunya he ran for us. In this dunya he cried for us. In dunya he ran to Taif and they got pelted also with Mubarak blood bleeding of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then back to Makkatul Mukarrama, then persecution. His daughters both divorced. Then they go to the husband of Zainab radiallahu anha, the eldest daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. At the time of his nubuwat, at the age of 40, she was 10 years old. She used to be the beautiful young girl that used to come with a bowl of water to her honorable father. When disheveled, full of dust on his body, sitting down tired, running behind the ummah, oh my father, how much longer? How much longer? The reply of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this deen will prevail. My name will prevail till Qiyamah to the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In every home it will go. Just if my ummah will take up the responsibility and bring my life into their life. What is the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in my life? My wife on her place, children on their place, we're working for children, we're working to pay rent, we're working to... Who is there to be the worker of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He left a work behind for us, a job for us, an occupation, a degree, the highest degree. What is the degree? وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ اللَّهُمَّ أَنْتَ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ خَلَقْتَنِي وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ. He said, I am the slave of Allah. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ. Abd, the slave of Allah. I am the slave of Allah. The highest degree, no boss, no degree holder, nothing whatsoever. I am the slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have two degrees. I am a slave of Allah and ummati of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is his place in my life? Qiyamah's day, everyone will run away. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this world, he ran for us. And he made the sacrifice in the Qurbani for deen to prevail till today. We are sitting in this masjid on the day of Jumu'ah talking about it. From Taif back to Makkah Mukarrama. 3 years ostracized. 3 years boycott, sanctioned. In the Shia of Abi Talib, in the gorge, in the valley of Abu Talib for 3 long years. What we find in Gaza right now took place already in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Starvation. Absolute starvation. Where the riwayat and the tradition say, the reports say that the cries of the children of Sahaba radiallahu anhu out of hunger were heard at the door of the Baytullah. More than 3 kilometers away. But the cries of hunger could be heard at Baytullah. Allah is all listening. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a rahmat. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst them. With a lesson. That for deen to come into my life, there has to be some sacrifice, like how I sacrifice for my job. For deen to come, deen is precious. The most precious commodity to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For deen to come, there has to be some exertion. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ran in dunya for us. To Taif, then to the valley of Abu Talib, to Taif, then the valley of Abu Talib. Then finally, after 13 long years, may Allah relieve the people of Gaza and Palestine. Almost 3 years. What is that? 2 years, 3 years, and he's still carrying on. 13 long years, and no commander to retaliate, to hit back. No command yet. This deen has to be built, the ummah has to be built upon sacrifice and qurbani. This is a legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will not be easy if you go against the tide, against the environment. And finally, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was suckled upon the love, upon the milk of the love of Baytullah. Finally, he had to leave Makkatul Mukarram. Then he turns around, oh Makkah, I love you. Oh Makkah, I love you. If it wasn't for my people, I wouldn't have left you. Every type of Qurbani sacrifice. Daughters are divorced. 2 daughters married to 2 brothers, divorced. Then they come to Hazrat Zainab, radiallahu anha's husband. Divorce her also. Why should I divorce her? We tried every way to persecute him. Now hurt his heart. Send his daughters back home also. Let him pain. Let him feel the pain. We persecuted him. We tortured him. We sanctioned him. Boycotted him. Now send the daughters back home also. Which father will go through all of this? But he had to carry the ummah. Whatever we have is in the tawfiq and sadqah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is his position in my life? When I wake up in the morning, do I remember the dua that he taught me? And I'm going to relieve myself. What is his position right now? Do I remember the dua, which leg to enter the toilet? Which foot to leave the toilet? The sunnats of relieving myself. Do I remember to use the miswak? Do I remember before I eat to say Bismillah? Do I remember after I eat to read dua after eating? Do I remember when I'm lifting up the tablecloth to recite the dua? What did he do? This is love. This is love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is that like a person who has a family member? Gone very old now. Gone very old, and whatever he taught us in the family was there now. We don't have time, put him in a wheelchair. Is that very well? Put him in an old age home. And once a year we'll bring him back home and throw a party for him. And after the party we send him back to the old age home. Whether you stay there. You don't put in the house right now. Because you want to intermingle. And we got our fashion. And we got our style. And we don't want to speak our mother language also. So better you stay in the old age home. Every year we'll bring you out and throw you a party. Shouldn't mean that we do this for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say to celebrate the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on only one day in the year is actually an insult to him. We celebrate every day. We celebrate every day, my dear brothers. From the time I wake up in the morning, I belong to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his ghulam. What he taught me, I give my life for it. This is love for every ada, every qawl, every fail, every statement, every action of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama teaches four du'as. Oh Allah, give me knowledge of every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to know every sunnah that he did. How was his hair? How he put surma? How he walked? How he spoke? How he ate? How he sat? This is love. I want to know about him. Youngsters have love for footballers. They want to know everything about him to the extent that what underpants he's wearing also. What cereal he's eating? What kind of hairstyle he has? And then ape him, monkey him, follow him. What he'll do for us on the day of Qiyamah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Qiyamah's day, each person will run from one another. But rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say on the day of Qiyamah, I will not run away from you, I'll come running for you. I'll come looking for you. Come look for me at the house of Kothar. I'll be waiting for you to give you water. If you don't find me there, come to the scales. I'll be there to assist you. I'll be there to assist you. Comes in one riwayat, a person, his a'mal will be weighed. And his evil deeds on the left hand side will outweigh all his good deeds on the right hand side. I failed. Traffic cop stops us, he just puts his hand out already, or heart misses a beat. License please. Takes out all the tickets. So, inna lillahi. Lock up speed. Qiyamah's day, we already locked up, my dear brothers. Who's going to free us? There's only one hope we have. Shafi'ul Mudhnibin. The one that will make Sifarish intercede for the sinners. We are the crybabies of the Ummah. We cry to Allah, Ya Allah, we can't make it. Ya Allah, you pull us. Through His Tawfiq and Sadqa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you don't find me, come to the scales. The person's a'mal will be weighed. I failed. All the tickets came out. Lock up for me. Then somebody will tap him on his back. He'll turn around. Heart is palpitating. He's perspiring. I'm finished. There's no way back. What am I going to do? There's no contacts right now. Nobody will save me. He sees the most beautiful man, most beautiful face, Chehra Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gives him a little parchi, little piece of paper. Put that on the scale quickly on the right hand side. He doesn't ask also, he quickly puts it on the right hand side of the scale. He just puts it there, then that one parchi, that one piece of paper outweighs all his sins. What is this? When he opens it, he sees one Durood Sharif he read in his life with sincerity. One riwayat says, one time he read the kalima with ikhlas. Who is that man that is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, he'll look for you. But myself, I'm running away from him in dunya. I don't want to know him. I don't want to look like him. I don't want to live like him. I don't want his sunnats. I just forget about him. The whole year goes, I don't even know who he is. No connection, no contact, no affinity. Is that like we take out that old man once a year, throw him one party, and put him back in the old age home? Don't spoil our fun the whole year. We don't want you having wedding right now. We want intermingling. We don't want you here. You spoil the fun right now. We want all mixing right now. And he said, you can't mix. He said, no, we want to. Better you don't come. Better you don't come. If you don't find me at the scales, then come to Pul Sirat. Come to the bridge over Jahannam. I'll be waiting there for you to push you over. So you don't fall in the fire of Jahannam. In dunya he ran for us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and akhirat also he ran for us. Who is there now in my life to run for him? To run to the masjid 5 times a day. To say from today till my last breath, I will not miss one salah in the masjid of Jamaat. The last few days of his life also, unable to even walk, bukhar, fever, shadeed, sakht, intense fever, falling unconscious. Then too, by the help of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, putting his hands around their shoulders and dragging his feet on the ground, coming to the Musalla of Nubuwwat, Musalla of Imamat, still coming to the masjid. To teach the ummah, there's no excuse. Wa ana abduk ya Allah, I'm your slave. When you call, I will submit. Not to dunya. This is now Rabiul Awwal, my dear brothers. Where we visit Nabi Ali Salatu Salam's life to boost ourselves the entire year, not once a year, every day. What is the status and the position of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my life? A wife has her position, children have their position, family, friends all have their position. Where does Rahmatul Alameen feature in my life? Ulama have enumerated more than 300 sunnats in a person's life daily. 300. And what are sunnats, my dear brothers? When Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha came to Makkatul Mukarrama, and before the birth of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, he said, dunya mein andhera chha gaya. Dunya mein andhera chha gaya. Dunya was a dark place. They forgot everything. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, their blood was spilt, and people forgot the teachings of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Almost 600 years no Nabi came to this world. They say ki zameen khushk ho gayi, taras rahi thi. The earth became dry. It was yearning for something to come. Insaniyat, humanity became like animals. They looked after their pets more than they looked after their own human beings. And it's happening nowadays. My cat, my dog, my pet. Spending more on the animals than on humans. Where is the aqal of insan gone to? We can't pay a decent wage to the person that is cleaning my house, but I take care of an animal. This happens when you go away from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dunya became such a dark place. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ki rahmat josh mein aayi. Allah's rahmat came in josh and force. The dunya now has gone too dark. Insaniyat is going to be destroyed. They say, as if insaniyat, the taqdeer and destiny was locked and the key was missing. Who's going to save them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally decided this was the time to send rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the worst of people. Go and deliver them. Now the nur came to dunya. He brought the nur. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. He brought ilm, he brought kitabullah, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the nur came. Just to understand the position of my Habib alayhi salatu wasalam in my life. His physical position. When Halima Sa'adiyya, the wet nurse, the one that suckled, the breastfed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah destined that she will be the one. What her nasib was. Do you know you're carrying in your hand right now? He made you like an orphan, but the one that will carry the orphans till Qiyamah. When she took him, she wasn't too well herself. Camel was lean, very weak, couldn't move fast. When she mounted the camel with this beautiful baby, Mubarak baby, the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, husband was in front. She was sitting behind the husband. In between was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only as a baby. The camel moved at a slow pace. Husband hit the camel, move on, move on. Camel didn't want to move. He just went off the camel, dismounted the camel, and the camel started moving at high speed. Something very strange. I got off and now the camel is moving. Then he realized that we have something special with us right now. They told his beloved wife, Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha, that you sit in front, put the baby in front of you, I will sit behind you. It seems that his position has to be in front. When they changed their positions, he sat at the back, Halima Sa'adiyya in the front, and baby Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front, the camel would jaw even at full speed. This is his position in front. Put him in front of our life, my dear brothers. Bring him in our life, in our eating, our drinking, our sleeping, our salah, our communication, our businesses, our life. Make him first, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See the nur will come, see the barakat will come. What speed you will move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if we do this, then from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will declare. They say to them, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you really love your Creator, they gave you the heart to love. Allah gave the heart to love. If you really love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the one that gave you rahmatul alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his tufail, sadqa and rahmat, we are sitting here today. If you really love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say to them, follow me. Allah did not say, love me. Allah said, follow me. Following is a proof of your love. Following is a proof of your love. Wife tells the husband, I love you. She doesn't obey. She doesn't obey. A.K.A. ita'at, a.k.a. mansha. Ulama, I say, one is obedience. And one is the desire of the heart. The desire of Allah is follow my Habib alayhi salatu salam. This is the proof of your love. The wife can be muti'a. The wife can be very obedient. The cooking, the baking, the house chores, the family, the children, everything up to date. When she comes home, he has a beautiful supper with the family. And when everybody is back in their rooms and in bed, and the lights are dim, and she's still busy in the kitchen, and he makes some ishara, some gesture towards her, that just close up the kitchen early tonight. Tonight we have some taqaza, some intimacy. But she doesn't understand. She doesn't understand. And she might say, headache, back is paining, head is paining. We know the reaction of the husband. You did everything tonight, but you didn't understand the desire of the heart. Even your obedience is forgotten too. Whatever you've done is forgotten. But what I want right now, you don't understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why follow him? Allama Rumi rahimahullah says, Nabi alayhi salatu salam is a rose, is a rose, a pool. Rahmatul alameen, a pool here. Wa ham to kante here. He is a rose, we are the thorns. He is the rose, we are the thorns. He has a fragrance. Hamare to badbu hai. We don't have any fragrance. They say when you smell something beautiful, then think of his scent, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he must have smelt. His beautiful fragrance. He is the rose. As long as the thorn is attached to the rose, the person goes to buy a rose. He smells the rose. He picks it up. He might get pricked also. But he won't break the rose. He still purchased the rose. He'll pay for a price for it. And indirectly, even the thorn is fetching the price of the rose. Was attached. Sohbat. He'll take that rose home. How he looks after it in the car also. He puts it gently. He will just throw it in the boot. He puts it in the front seat. And take it for the wife. And he's so excited, I got a rose for her. He's so excited, I have a rose for my wife. Enters the house, surprise. She's also ecstatic. He bought a rose for me. She won't throw it in the kitchen. She won't throw it in the sink. She'll take out the best vase. Put nice cool water in there. Now she'll put the rose. She'll smell it. Anybody comes in the house. What a beautiful rose. What a beautiful rose. The thorn enjoyed the vase. The thorn enjoyed the love. The thorn enjoyed the cool water. Woh toh hamare phool hai, hum toh kante hai. He's our rose. What do we have to do? Attach ourselves to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah has detached themselves. Now you find no respect for the ummah. You become a thorn in this country, a thorn in that country. Get the Muslims out, send them back to their home country. Send them back, send them back. Once the sunnahs came in the ummah was in demand. All we have to do is attach to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the beautiful pool and that rose. Every sunnah is a rose. Our daily life, more than 300 sunnahs in a day. When I wake up in the morning, what do I do first? See the cell phone? First thing to do, rub my eyes. Dua, alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana, ba'da ma amatana, wa ilahi nushur, miswak. Enter the toilet with the left leg. Read dua before that. Bismillahi. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Allah made our life only for ibadat. The toilet also becomes ibadat. I'm getting reward to relieve myself. Before the toilet, wash our hands. Sunnat. Then relieve ourselves. How to wash? Sunnat. Wash the hands again. Sunnat. Leave the bathroom right leg. Sunnat. More than 300 sunnahs in a day, if not more than that. The entire day becomes ibadat. Left the house of Fajr Salah. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. From the sight of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, three du'as. Hudita, wa kufita, wa wuqita. May you be guided for the day. Any decisions to make, Allah will guide you. Hidayat for the day, Allah will guide you. Allah will suffice you. Allah will protect you. Shaitan will stay far from you. Our life, our day becomes a sunnah. When you wake up in the morning, we're already walking our full sirat for the day. If we have Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we reach the end of the day with all the sunnahs and faraiz, and if I have to close my eyes tonight, full sirat I will fly. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste hai. Allah se mirat ye hai sunnat ke raaste hai. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste hai. The road to Jannat is Naqshe Qadam Nabik hai. The road to Jannat is the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walk on his footsteps, you'll reach Jannat. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Follow the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you will get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Jannat is udar, is credit. Jannat is credit, akhirat. If I make amal upon the sunnahs, being sunnahs in my life from morning to evening, Ya Allah, what you will give me? Yes, you will get jannat and akhirat. What you will give me in this world, Allah says, I'll become yours. I am yours. Now ask what you want of me, you will get it. This is one sunnah also, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq. When we make dua also, Ya Allah, accept my dua to the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great ni'mat we have. So Rabiul Awwal is not just to celebrate, every day is to celebrate. Just to specify one day to celebrate the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in reality is disrespect. We celebrate every day the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So how for the entire sunnah lifestyle to come into my life? To understand how come we forgot this, my dear brothers? The reality is, Eastern country, Western culture. African country, Western culture. Middle Eastern country, Western culture, Western language. African country, Western culture, Western language. They colonized our minds, if not through education, then through the environment. Remain as Muslim by name, but culture is ours. Not of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hair like ours, beard like ours, hands below the ankles like ours. From head to toe, follow us. There's a clash right now, conflict. Who do I follow? Why should I follow? Apply our minds. Why should I follow him? Why am I not following him? He was the most beautiful human being that walked the face of the earth. The beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why should I keep my beard like his? Why don't I like it? Why don't I wear a hat like his? It's mentioned that almost 250 different narrations in regards to the headgear of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open the kitabs, my dear brothers. Person goes to the roda of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. He came from Umrah right now. Enters the roda and his kurta below his ankles. He has no topi on his head. And he has no beard on his face. And you may have no hijab. I'm going for Umrah right now. You're going to hurt the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How can we stand there with no sunnats? And as a young man, why are you wearing a topi? He's itching right now. I just took out my hair. How dare you stand in front of him like this? More than 250 narrations only about the topi and the headgear of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's the crown of a believer. We have a kitab entitled The Crown of a Believer. What a beautiful kitab. Study the kitab to understand the different types of topis and headgears he had. You'll fall in love with him. How can you not wear it? That's the crown of a believer. Whether he become my pants, my lungi, my kurta. And every morning I wake up, I look in the mirror, I look like him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I go into the qabr, I come to some ulama ikram, and now all the veils between my qabr and the roda mubarak will be opened up, and then I'll be asked, do you recognize this person, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because when I looked in the mirror every morning, I look like him, I know him. I know him. Or else, la adri, I don't know who's that. I don't recognize him. To conclude, my dear brothers, the reality is on the day of Qiyamah, there's only one speed dial. There's only one speed dial, only one arm response, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I can do the wiring and connection now, not in the qabr. So how my life, my day from morning to evening, can become the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Read one kitab at home. One kitab. It's a simple pocket-sized kitab. We find the PDF online also. The beloved sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Simple kitab. Read one sunnah a night for the children, for ourselves. Make amal upon it in the day. Tomorrow ask the children, if you make amal upon it, let's do the next sunnah. Let's do the next sunnah. And see you. Now we're putting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the front. What will happen? The barakat will open. The muhabbat will open. The qabr will open. Akhirat will open. All we do, read one kitab. On the sunnah, one kitab on the seerah. Allah Ta'ala gave us sufi to make amal.